saw this story bouncing around on the weekend, and I wanted to get some insight as to what's going on. Because we've heard a lot about Russia, we've heard a lot about Ukraine, but this is a little bit different. I don't know exactly what's happening. It was late last week, Canadian government issued a warning of an imminent terrorist attack in Moscow. It came just hours after the U.S. Embassy made the exact same announcement. A report said that extremists had imminent plans to target large gatherings in Moscow over the next 48 hours. It's now 48 hours after the fact we didn't have an attack. So, is the risk over? And more importantly, who are these terrorists and what are they trying to accomplish? We're going to speak with Christian Luprecht, who is the professor at the Royal Military College and Queen's University, senior fellow at the McDonald Laurier Institute, and frequent contributor here on the show. Christian, thanks for coming back. Appreciate your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Hello.
Hi. Okay, listen. The attack didn't happen, obviously, at least not within the 48-hour time period that they were warning about. But who are the extremists? What's going on?
So this was allegedly related to the Islamic State. So what's interesting is that you still get some cooperation among intelligence services, even with the Russians, when it comes to transnational terrorism. And so it may be that this is information that came from a third party and that went to both Russian intelligence services as well as to Western intelligence services in terms of a potential impending threat posed by an arm of the Islamic State. So it appears that that's perhaps what might have happened. It's unlikely that U.S. and Russian intelligence were talking to one another directly.
Right.
But transnational terrorism poses a concern to all countries, and so there seems to have been some collaboration at the international level here in ascertaining this threat, given that it was also reported by Russia.
What do we know about this group? Have they been pretty active? Have they had other operations that we know about?
Well, so, I mean, Russian influence has grown in the region since the drawdown in Afghanistan, and so there's continues to be a lot of misgivings about Russian influence. And of course, there's been a considerable misgiving about the number of deaths in Russia's aggression against Ukraine, because most of the soldiers who are dying are not from urban centers in Russia, rather they come from the periphery, and disproportionately from the periphery of the Russian administrative areas that are Muslim dominated. So there is a certain Muslim grievance in Russia in being essentially becoming cannon fodder for Putin's political ambitions. And we have seen other forms of political dissent and unrest in the periphery. But of course, in the current circumstances in Russia, any travel is ill-advised.
Yeah.
German intelligence warned just the week before about any travel to Russia on grounds of extrajudicial arrest and prosecution. Generally, being in Russia these days, especially if you have a Western passport, poses a considerable risk to your safety.
Great point. I mean, and the Russian security service reportedly foiled a planned attack the week before, right, by this group. So they know that they're active.
Yeah, of course. The problem is always we have to take with a grain of salt some of the reports out of Russia, as we know that Putin and the truth are two elements that don't really reconcile one another particularly well. And the Russians have an interest in often demonizing some of the restive minority, especially Islam majority peripheries, as a way to then justify using a very heavy hand from the Russian security services and the Russian state in those peripheries. We've seen those sorts of narratives being cast by Russia before. So the same narratives that Russia spins with regards to Ukraine, Russia spins internally in order to justify oppression. And of course, we're in an election year. And so the challenge here is that these types of reports then allow Russian security services to be more heavy-handed, even more heavy-handed than they have been, as a way also to quell potential political dissent, of course, also in the aftermath of Alexei Navalny. So we always have to take with a grain of salt here what gets reported.
Fair enough. Christian, appreciate the update and the insight. Thanks so much for being here.